Here's the third key point about rules. Remember this. Rules cause us to go on automatic pilot. See, rules are designed to speed the process up of making decisions about what things mean. Does this person love me or not? Is this dangerous or not? If I do this, will I succeed or fail? We want answers quickly so we can respond, so we can move forward. The challenge, though, is in doing that, we simplify our world. We start going on automatic pilot, or we start reacting instead of responding. Rules cause us to delete a good deal of our world. For example, if you have a rule that says, if somebody raises their voice, it means they don't respect me, then what you're going to notice is this person raised their voice and you're going to be all in reaction to the fact they don't respect you, and you're deleting the fact that maybe an hour earlier they were telling you how much they loved you, or they were complimenting you in front of somebody else, or they were trying to learn something from you. You're deleting all the other pieces of evidence that would cause you to know, hey, this person really does respect me. So be careful with your rules. Remember, your rules often make the world black and white, and the world isn't black and white. There's a lot of gray out there. You got to be careful to make sure those rules are empowering you by looking at things, and instead of reacting, if something happens that violates one of your rules, stop. Take a breath and ask yourself the question, am I reacting to this or am I responding to the situation? Is my rule appropriate in this situation? Are there other ways of looking at this that if I looked at it another way, I would feel respected, or I would feel loved, or I'd feel like things really could work between us? Don't let your rules control you. Make sure you control your rules. And let me offer you a little idea that might help you in relationships. If you feel like we're violated and you're real righteous because this person's doing the wrong things and they've broken the rules and they're the rules that everybody else has. Hey, by the way, did you ever notice in an argument, people can always show that there are 20 other people that believe the same thing they believe. We use social proof, other people to back up that our rules are the right rules. Hey, you can get people to back up the idea that killing people is the way to live. What other people believe doesn't matter. What matters is what empowers or disempowers you in a relationship. And I offer you this possible thought the next time you start feeling righteous. Ask yourself this question. Do I want to be right or do I want to be in love? That might be a good thing to consider in the future. Being right rarely makes a relationship better. Being in love, you may become more understanding and you may just discover the difference in rules is not as important as the commitment you have for each other, your love, and your personal and spiritual growth that you're sharing together.